Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Another session of the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the very best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are again in the Keynote Club with the smell of the bar and the sawdust on the floor and the smell of the band on the bandstand. So take your crampons off and leave your skis with the hatchet girl. Your usual table's ready, but don't take the cutlery because we've got Winoni Harris, the great shouter, Winoni Harris on the bandstand, and he's telling you to put it back.
I went to see a gypsy girl to have my fortune told. I didn't know she'd try to gyp me and rob me of all my gold. She said, stick out your arms, I'll read your palms. Your future looks much brighter. I felt my clothes as my wallet rose. I said, I feel much lighter. Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it right back where you know it ought to be. Don't go no further, stop it. Open your hands and drop it. Stop it, drop it, give it right back to me. I went out on the picnic grounds to have myself some fun. I saw some apples on a tree. I thought I'd taste me one. So I climbed up a tree, and what did I see? One just ripe for chewing. I heard a shotgun blast, and a farmer asked, hey boy, what you doing? Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it right back where you know it ought to be. Don't go no further, stop it. Open your hands and drop it. Stop it, drop it, give it right back to me. Somebody raised me back. We raised and raised and raised and raised until we raised the stack. I reached for the pot and all I got was a scream from a man saying, wait. He said, aces are fine, but look at mine. Buddy, I got a straight. Put it back.
Put it back.
Drop that loot.
Are you kidding?
Put it right back where you know it ought to be. Don't go no further, stop it. Open your hands and drop it. Stop it, drop it, give it right back to me.
There we have the cast iron tonsils of Winoni Harris and Put It Back on King 44:15, and that was from 1950. Well, let's have someone who is not nearly as well known. This is quite a rare record. This is Big Brown and the Gamblers. I don't know anything about Big Brown except that he is reputedly Belgian. And here he is with My Testament. Was wild enough. It could indeed have been Belgian. Big Brown and the Gamblers and My Testament. That's on a 45 Palette 4008. That's from 1962. Well, let's have something a little cooler now. In fact, a man who is the epitome of cool. This is Lazy Lester and Whoa Now.
To lay your egg in all the yards, but you can't do that again. Whoa now, stop your running around on me. Well, you're thinking crazy, baby, if you think that's how it's gonna be. Oh,
saw you with last night. I never seen a brother kiss and squeeze his sister tight. Whoa now, stop your running around on me. Well, you're thinking crazy, baby, if you think that's how it's gonna be.
The great Lazy Lester there with a Jay Miller production for Accello. That's Accello 2206 from 1961. Very glad to say that Lazy Lester is still with us, living out on the West Coast with a new young family, and he seems to get younger every year. He's doing an act now where he plays a lot of Hank Williams songs. So he's gone from blues to country and western, but still a fantastic harmonica player. Okay, let's go to a little bit of rockabilly now. This is Jackie Lee Cochran, otherwise known as Jack the Cat, and it's Mama, Don't You Think I Know.
Daddy's gonna have an easy mother. Play blues, bro.
That was Jackie Lee Cochran, Jack the Cat, and Mama Don't You Think I Know on Decca, and that was from 1957. Well, from rockabilly, we move to the rare record spot. You know, there are a lot of records that you can buy reissued on CD and previously on vinyl, and in fact, again on vinyl. I think a lot of the old stuff is going to come out on vinyl in the next few years. But the reason that you can get all this old material is that the collectors who originally bought these records, and sometimes they're incredibly expensive, are very generous for the most part and will allow their records to be copied and cleaned up and reissued. And this one has been copied and cleaned up and reissued a number of times. It's by the Sparks Brothers, Pine Top and Milton Sparks. They recorded this track as Pine Top and Lindbergh in the early 30s. It's on Bluebird, and it's called Louisiana Bound. According to the record company Files, only 391 copies of this record were pressed and sold, and as far as I'm aware, this particular version is the only copy that's ever surfaced. So I think this is the last known copy of this track. Beautiful song. Fine Top and Lindbergh and Louisiana Bound. False ending there. Pine Top and Lindbergh, Sparks and Louisiana Bound. They were from St. Louis, and some many years ago now, a blues fan who was on the St. Louis police force photocopied their files, and both Milton and Pine Top had quite long rap sheets with, and they were, as you might say, very well known to the authorities. Anyway, a great couple, and they made some other really superb records. Okay, let's move on to the jazz spot for this week. And I've gone back to Cannonball Adderley, the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. This is a classic Cannonball Adderley, a slightly strange song, but it's called Walk Tall.
Like I said before, there are times when things don't lay the way they're supposed to lay. But regardless, you're supposed to hold your head up high and walk tall. Walk tall.
Thank you.
talk. Oh.
The Cannonball Adderley Quintet. I don't know where that was recorded, but that sounded to be fun, didn't it? There's no lineup details on the 45. It's Capital 5968, but I imagine the lineup is Cannonball Adderley alto, Nat Adderley trumpet, and Joe Zawinul piano. I guess Louis Hayes bass, Sam Jones on drums. The usual Cannonball lineup. Anyway, very nice. Okay, let's go down south now. We're going to go down to Ville Platte, Louisiana, and a record on the Gin label. This is Chuck Martin and the Honey Drippers, and Oh Susanna.
Oh Susanna, don't you cry for me. I feel just like a wave upon the deep blue sea. I'm rocking and rolling like a thunderstorm. I need a little girl just to hold in my arm, but don't you cry for me. Oh, don't you cry for me. Oh, don't you cry for me. I need you, Susanna, Susanna, can't you see? I love you, Susanna, till the world I do. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you. I need you, Susanna, to ease my misery. I need you, Susanna, Susanna, can't you see? But don't you cry for me. Oh, don't you cry for me. Oh, don't you cry for me. I need you, Susanna, Susanna, can't you see? Somebody just a calling on me. I went to the window and peeped through the blind, but then I found out it was just my lonely mama. Don't you cry for me. Oh, don't you cry for me. Oh, don't you cry for me. I need you, Susanna, Susanna, can't you see?
Chuck Martin and the Honey Drippers. That was Oh Susanna, and it was on Gin 45128. I've seen it suggested on the internet that the Honey Drippers include Edgar Winter and Johnny Winter on tenor and guitar respectively, but I don't know. It doesn't sound particularly like them to me. Anyway, who can say? Well, I can say that the next track is by one of the stalwarts of the Chicago blues scene. This is Jimmy Rogers, great guitar player. Very nice. Saw him in London in the 100 Club years ago. And he made some really... He was probably better on record. He made some really nice records. This is from 1959, and it's House Rocker.
Show you what I've got now. Please come on out and let me show you what I've got now. I've got the house rocking blues that everybody's been talking about. She's a tall, lanky woman and you know she's built for speed. She's a tall, lanky woman and you know she's built for speed. I'm crazy about my baby, she's got everything I need. Rock this house, we gonna rock. 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 Rock this house tonight.
was most anything you think she like. Please sit up and tell you was most anything you think she like. My baby's in town and we really gonna rock tonight. We gonna rock, rock this house, we gonna rock. 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 Rock this house tonight.
Jimmy Rogers and House Rocker. That's Chess 1721 from 1959. I think it's the last 45 that he made for Chess. Great side. Well, now it's time for the gospel spot. And this week I've chosen a track from the Argo Gospel Singers. This is on VJ and it's He's All Right With Me.
I'm talking
about you.
I'm a stranger.
On VJ 201, that was the Argo Gospel Singers from 1956. Well, if you've alighted on this program by accident, you know, you were maybe looking for Woman's Hour or, you know, Radio 3 or the football results, and you got this, and you thought, what on earth am I listening to? Well, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. It's an hour of blues and rhythm and blues. We're on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org and you're listening to us on FM 93.2. Well, that's enough for me for the moment. I have to leave you for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
Wow, look at him. I'd do him right now.
Yeah, me too.
if he weren't bald.
You may not know it, but this happens to every man at least twice a day. If you're balding, you might as well kiss sex goodbye. Even if you're 16 and have a full head of hair, women can tell if you're going to go bald. And that spells trouble. Let's face it, women hate bald men, except basketball players. What causes baldness? Don't take this the wrong way, but the explanation may be downstairs. It's bald, and it wants you to be too. Through a partially scientific study, doctors have determined that an abundance of testosterone causes baldness. And let's be honest, who needs testosterone? Now science brings you Castrodon. Castrodon goes to the glands that produce testosterone and kills them, protecting your hair and saving your sex life. Within a few days, you'll notice a big difference. You'll begin to look and feel different. If you are willing to do anything to stop the unspeakable from happening to you, take Castrodon. Remember, baldness is loneliness. May impair driving, timekeeping, map reading, and home improvement skills. Castrodon may also cause periodic moodiness, retail addiction, face painting, and menstruation.
There's a war going on in the streets. It's the war on thirst. Sprunk is winning the war on thirst with the new grenade-shaped can.
Hey, yo, pull the pin and blow your thirst right off in that brand new taste explosion.
Boom! Now that's the sound of refreshment. Sprunk! Go AWOL from the Cola Wars with an energizing mix of lemon, lime, 10 times the caffeine and sugar.
Plus, mercury and benzene for that extra pop.
Yo, it'll bring the temperature right up and the bubbles. Other beverages use carbon dioxide.
We use ether to kick up that fizz.
Thanks to all that mercury, you won't remember anything that tasted so good. Now pick up a Sprunk thermonuclear six-pack. Kill thirst and liven up the party. Toss your friends a Sprunk in the grenade-shaped can and enter the Sprunk sweepstakes where you can win a real case of grenades. Sprunk. Blow your thirst right off in that brand new taste explosion.
Was a sharp ending. I was expecting a fade and it wasn't there. That was Backbeat number one by one of the many groups called the Rondells. That was from 1961 and it was a hit. It was 66 in the US Hit Parade. Well, we haven't had anything from New Orleans so far on this program. I'm going to remedy that right now. This is a track recorded at Cosimo Matassa's studio. It's Big Boy Miles and the Shawwees and The Girl I Married.
Well, I love that girl I married. Boy, but she turned her back on me. Yes, I love that girl I married. Oh, Lord, she turned her back
Big Boy Miles and the Sha-Wees and The Girl I Married. And it was on Specialty and it's from 1955. Big Boy Miles was a trombone player, and I think actually there were something like 9 members of the Sha-Wees originally, although they're not all on that track, I don't think. And if you wondered what Sha-Wees stands for, apparently it's Creole Indian for We Aren't Raccoons. We Aren't Raccoons. Well, who would know? Let's move right along to the Cajun spot. This is Saturday Night Special by Lisa Cormier, and it's on Swallow. Saturday Night Special, that was our Cajun Spotlight this week by Lisa Cormier. And let's do something a little bit different. I haven't played a really hardcore doo-wop track for quite a while. I'd like to do one for you now. This is on VJ 166 from 1955. And it's The Dells and Zing Zing Zing.
Doobie doobie wop, 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 doobie doobie wop it too.
Sure.
My girl makes my heart go zing, zing, zing. She knows just what to do. And now when she tickles me, boy, that's crazy too.
Sure.
My girl makes my heart go zing, zing, zing. My girl makes my heart go zing, zing, zing.
The Dells and Zing, Zing, Zing. Yes, folks, it's that time again. The challenging record of the week. Something to get their brain cells working. Maybe, you know, a little bit more thoughtful than the usual stuff that we play. And this one, I think, falls into that category very nicely. It's Lee Ross and the Mummy's Bracelet.
Last night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his thieving head. For the mummy's come to life, awakened from the dead.
Give me my bracelet back.
The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love. And now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain.
Give me my bracelet back.
At last the dance is over. It's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door. She holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there.
Give me my bracelet back.
Mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back. And where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
Mummy's Bracelet by Lee Ross. That was on Ray 300 and it was from 1958. Really no more to be said about that. Let's move on to Jimmy Reed's. I think this is Jimmy Reed's first recording. Jimmy Reed, guitar, great harmonica player, wonderful live. If you ever had the chance to see him, you would never forget it. This is Jimmy Reed from 1953. It's on Chance 1142 and it's High and Lonesome.
High and lonesome,
on the corner, no, now. Come back soon. Still gonna leave me. You just wait until noon. I'm high and lonesome. Be on your merry way. Well, now you're packed up, want to leave me. And I'm not gonna let you stay.
High and Lonesome there by Jimmy Reed. Let's go to another stalwart of the blues scene. This is a track by Brownie McGee. I think before he teamed up full-time with Sonny Terry. And I'm going to move across the river. This is on Derby.
Well, the river, long, deep and wide, woman of love on the other side. Move across the river, gonna move across the river, gonna move across the river, honey, where they don't want you. Range in my kitchen, doing no good. Gonna get me woman to burn my coal and wood. I'm gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move, baby, honey, where they don't want you. But if you don't like a peaches, don't shake for the tree. I ain't after your woman, but she's after me. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river, honey, where they don't want you. Call Lucille. I'm gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river, honey, where they don't want you. After me, then I'd move across the river. Then I'd move across the river. Gonna move across the river, honey, where they don't want you.
From 1952, that was Brownie McGee I'm going to move across the river with more than a trace of I'm going to move to Kansas City, Jim Jackson's earlier recording. Let's go to somebody with some real originality. This is Willie Maybon and I'm Mad.
Great, round, wonderful, beautiful world, and the wonderful water around the curve, and everything that's in the world, I hops up and marries a glamour girl. I'm mad. You've done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Ask my baby, could you stand to see me cry? She said, yes, I could stand to see you buried alive. I'm mad. You've done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Can go down in the bottom of the sea, count the grains of sand, peep through muddy water and spy dry land. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Now everybody wants to know about the clothes. But them fine dresses I've been buying you, you don't wear them no more. Won't be any more washing and hanging upside the wall and throwing them out the window, running out and catching before they fall. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Mad.
That was I'm Mad by Willie Maybon, one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. It was on Chess and was from 1953. Well, we're just about at the end of the show and it's time to wrap it up for another week. You've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. I hope you've enjoyed the show and see you next week. And I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of the Beer Tavern Girl, sung by Jimmy McCracklin.
Now I told you about the girl I met at Vine in 18. I met one last night that beat her all I see. She drank one at Boss of Beer in 1 hour and 10 minutes and jumped up from the table and looked at me and started grinning and hollering. Ah, bring another beer to kill my thirst. I said, oh, every 10 minutes she would take a little walk, and every time she'd go and come, she'd want 5 more quarts. I asked her, what did she do to make room for more? She looked at me and said, you fool, wouldn't you like to know? And hollered, ah, bring another beer to kill my thirst. I said, oh, little girl, you better pray that you don't burst. She ordered a 5-pound T-bone with potatoes and beef. She said, I'm on a diet, daddy, then
looked around. She said, I want another beer so I can smooth it on down. And holler, ah, oh, ain't another beer to kill my thirst. I said, oh, little girl, you better pray that you don't burst. Look out! $50 all I have. She said, okay then, daddy, you call me a cab. I looked down at her stomach and she took a glance. She said, on second thought, you better call an ambulance. And hollered, ah, room 308. I'm going to the operating table. That's what I got to take.
It's over.